And we were on a very strong growth trajectory. We grew in the 3 years previous, we'd been growing 60% every year. And we had a plan, which would have started April 1st this year, of a financial year of around 13 million was our plan. Yeah, and a pretty solid order book related to that. Obviously, that changed since COVID, so our order book has been squeezed and customers have pushed orders out. So for us, it's trying to stay as close to last year as possible will be the new objective this year, both in terms of the customer base we've got, the financial numbers we're trying to produce, and also protecting the employees we have in the business. So we still have the same amount of employees that we started the crisis with, and we have one of our primary focuses to retain that. Challenge will be, is that possible, I would say, post the furlough support. But we've got a plan at the moment, hopefully we can get through that. The growth we've had in the last 3 years, fortunately, the growth opportunity that was in front of us is we had a great share of wallet growth opportunity with our existing customers. They were wanting us to do more, and the previous owners weren't receptive to that. When we took over, the growth opportunity for us, the growth was doing more with our existing customers, which is the best type of growth, the easiest type of growth. For the last 3 years, our growth has been predominantly, not exclusively, but predominantly driven by share of wallet and growth with customers we have. We haven't had the need or we had to market to bring new customers in so much. We actually didn't have the space or the capacity because of the growth that we already were trying to deliver. That changed the middle of last year where we realized that, you know, we kind of capping out our existing customers and we need to switch to much more marketing, you know, much more focused on our social media channels and our website. So we actually launched a program last October that kind of stuttered over November, December, where we refocused the whole sales and marketing team, refreshed all our content and relaunched a number of programs. So that started last October. It got stuck a little bit. And then the challenges we faced in March gave us the initiative to go 100% on that. Sales guys didn't do much with their existing customers because they were in hibernation. Redeploy them to the marketing. So if you look at what's happened to us and you were looking at us from the outside, we would have been relatively invisible as a company, as a brand up until March this year. And if you look at us since I would say May this year, our profile, our company profile, our awareness, our website engagement, our activity on LinkedIn and social media platforms has increased dramatically. That wasn't just driven by COVID, but actually there was a trigger related to COVID that allowed us to pull that forward.